The improvised explosive device or IED attacks have turned to a big headache for these troops in Afghanistan. Based on statistics, more than 1,870 US soldiers have been killed by IED attacks in different locations of Afghanistan since their presence in the country. Meanwhile, concerns on the rising of IED attacks are on the rise among high-ranking foreign military men. In the eyes of experts, such concerns undoubtedly lead the public opinion in Western and European countries to ask their soldiers for an immediate return to home.
They are also humans. These attacks have had greatly affected their morale and confidence. Therefore, they are calling for an immediate end to the war in Afghanistan, and they do not want their sons to be killed by the Taliban anymore here.
The injuries or even deaths are not all message of IEDs to foreign soldiers. Apart from all other risks, being at risk of IEDs during operational missions or patrolling is itself a bad feeling for US and NATO forces here, and it is known as one of the main reasons for the rising psychological problems among them.
They are always guessing where the bomb is, whether the road is safe or not. This is very complicated, so it may have negative psychological effects on them.
To protect themselves from IED attacks in Afghanistan, the US and NATO troops closed the path during their patrolling on highways and in villages. But such protection forced hundreds of passengers, some of them ill, to just stay and watch, a matter which is considered disrespect to local Afghans. This is worth mentioning that the Afghan President Hamid Karzai has always blamed foreigners for killing of civilians, and now, in his latest words at the opening of a conference on Afghan foreign policy strategy, he said that there wouldn't be any military activity of foreign forces in Afghanistan in future, and it was his promise to his nation.
The US and NATO forces are going to withdraw from Afghanistan by the end of 2014. But before that, in 2013, the transition of security is going to be completed and there will be no military activity of foreign forces in Afghanistan.
It is not only Afghanistan where the US-led troops have been targeted by at least hundreds of IED attacks, as these attacks have caused to approximately 63% of US-led troops' death in Iraq by the end of 2007.
IED attacks against foreign troops are being widely launched by the pro-Taliban militants across the country. But in some cases, the response of these military forces to the Taliban has been bombardment of villages and killing of civilians. That is why Afghans do not welcome the presence of foreign troops in their homeland. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.